In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today we celebrate the glorious feast of the Annunciation, and we sing the Troparion, which goes as follows. Today is the beginning of our salvation, the revelation of the eternal mystery. The Son of God becomes the Son of the Virgin, as Gabriel announces the coming of grace. Together with him, let us cry to the Theotokos, rejoice, O full of grace, the Lord is with you. The heart that loves God, that seeks God, that is humble before God, will always attract God to that person. When the archangel said, Hail Mary, full of grace, he was exclaiming with a sense of wonder and amazement what he saw in Mary. That she was full of God's grace. He didn't do something to her that changed her in that moment. This is how he found her. His exclamation was descriptive of what he saw in her. She certainly had not campaigned to be anointed the mother of God. To the contrary, she responded to the archangel, How can this be? This was not a statement or a question of disbelief. This was a statement of purity of heart. In her purity of heart and humility, she questioned how she could possibly be worthy of such a calling and was concerned that she might even bring dishonor to God in her pregnancy. She humbly and obediently lived her life in devotion to God, with no fanfare. And he visited her in a manner that defies description. So her response was not one of pride or self-elevation, but one of humble obedience. Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. This act of submission to the will of God made it possible, dearly beloved, for mankind, including you and me, to be reconciled to God and to be saved. And without it, we would not be able to have that hope. In becoming his mother, she also became our mother, because our life is hidden in him. Her motherhood of our Lord Jesus Christ did not end when he left this earth, nor did it end when she left this earth. Indeed, it was magnified, and she became the mother of untold generations of faithful believers. And she intercedes on our behalf, and those intercessions bring protection and grace and deliverance and healing and mercy. We need to be aware of her. We need to draw near to her as well. We do not worship her as the Holy Trinity, but we revere her as our spiritual mother, and we need her. Each and every one of us needs her. A relationship with her that is vibrant, that is real, that is authentic. We could say many things about this great event in the history of mankind. None of us have been called by God in this particular way, of course. But all of us have been called by God to humbly repent of our sins and to cultivate our love and open our hearts to him. We don't do this in order to gain anything other than reconciliation and communion with him. There is no pretense in our approaching God in the spiritual journey that we're on. Our fasting and our almsgiving is for this purpose, to help us to open our hearts to him, to his grace, to his mercy, to his healing, to his forgiveness. In that sense, we can follow the Virgin Mary's example and be assured that if we draw near to him, he will draw near to us. He will be attracted to us so much out of love, like a bolt of lightning. He will come to us just as surely as he came to the Theotokos. He was drawn to her by her humility and her purity of heart. And he will be drawn to you if you and I, if we purify our hearts in repentance and draw near to God. He will draw near to us in this same way, and it will all be for his glory and for his kingdom. So today we have this glorious little pause in the great fast to contemplate the beginning of our salvation. The Annunciation is on our royal doors. That image of that glorious and holy event is always before us when we walk in this church. We need to take note of it. And 9 months from today, or from approximately 9 months from today, I guess, we'll celebrate what? The Nativity of Christ. We'll celebrate the Nativity of Christ, the fulfillment of this great promise that the Annunciation brought to the Virgin Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.